Voidikin liyosei Pesach. We allow them to check out the road for somebody that is going to bring this korban Pesach. We allow them to check out the road to go through it. V'ein boidkin liyochle truma. But we are not samech. We do not allow you to check out the road in order to go through there if you have to eat truma. For the Gemara, my boidkin liyosei Pesach. What does it mean? We'll let you check out this road to make sure you don't see any like bones of the mace there. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, menafeyach beisapras voilech. You let it just like blow or make some wind go in front of you to make sure you don't see any bones on top of the ground. As long as you don't find any bones on top, the Rabbanu will make you let it walk through this road here that has a suffix if a mace was buried there or not. Since it's only an issim, the Rabbanu will make all b'mokam to bring your korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Abaye mishmet Rabbi Yehuda amar beisa peres shenidish is torah. If you have this suffix, if there was a mace buried there or not, and now over this ground is nidush, like Rashi says, beregel tor, shedrisas or aglayim levrosan, that people walking over this field, they're walking over like for sure, took away any suffix if a mace is still there. V'yabol asas pischa yivdik. Now somebody wants to do his korban pesach and go over this road, he should check it out in nidush. If this ground was like stepped upon, v'yabol, then he could go through it. Avol achilas truma, somebody wants to go to truma, we do not let him rely on this. They did not stop you from going through over this road, even though there's a suffix midrabbonin. Maybe your mace is buried there. Since it's only midrabbonin, the rabbonin will make a b'makom to let you do your korban pesach, which would be a shal if not to be over chiyuv koros. All right, hadron alecha ho'isha. Mishnah says, Mishahoya Tomei, if somebody was Tomei, Oy B'derech Rechoik, or else he was far away from Yerushalayim, on Erev Pesach, he couldn't come in to bring the Korban Pesach, is Alochom, Lo Yoseh Sarishin, he did not bring the Pesach Rishin, is Yaseh Sasheni, he's supposed to bring Pesach Sheni. What about Shogag, somebody b'shogig by mistake, like forgot today was Erev Pesach, and he did not bring his Korban Pesach, Oy Nenes, or else there was an onus, something happened to him, he couldn't do it today, he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, his Dalocha, V'lo Yoseh Rishon, and because of this Oynes, something happened, he could not bring the Pesach Rishon, his Dalocha Yaseh Sheni, he's also allowed to bring the Pesach Sheni. In other words, Lav Davka, even though the Torah says the two cases is, if somebody was Tomei on Erev Pesach, or else somebody was far away from Derech Rechoikom, it's not only those two cases. Any case that you couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, Dalocha is, you're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Im came, if so, Lomo Nema Tomei, Oy Shoyb Derech Rechoikov, why does the Torah say these two cases? Like these are the two cases, either you were Tomei on Erev Pesach, you could not bring a Pesach Rishon, or else you were Derech Rechoikov, you were on the road far away. Why does the Torah only say these two cases? The Chur is saying any case that you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, you're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah says, She'elu Pturim Mikoros, because these cases, like you are, it's not your fault, therefore you don't have a chiyuv koros. V'yelu chayovim bikoros. But there are certain cases that if you did not bring, the Gemara's maskana is b'mezid. If you knew today was Erev Pesach, and you could have brought the korban, but b'mezid willingly, you did not bring the korban. In such a case, there's a chiyuv koros. You chayuv koros for that. Even so, you're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the halacha. But the chiluk is that these two are tomei, and the person that was a derech rechoikam, there's no chiyuv koros. They're like an oinus. Like, since he's Tommy, he can't bring it today. Or else he's far away, he couldn't bring it today. So if he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have the Chiyuv Koros. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. Sotah Gemara. Itma, hoye b'derech rechoika. Let's say somebody was far away from Yerushalayim. V'shochatu v'zoku olof. Now he made a shliach, he sent a messenger. Somebody should bring the korban for him. Even though he was far outside Yerushalayim, and he could not make it into Yerushalayim, into the Beis Hamikdash in time to bring the korban, so he had somebody else bring it for him. What's the halacha? Is the korban good or not? Rav Nachman Amar Hurtzer. Nachman says, yes, this korban is good. Even though he could not be there, so what? But without Mistama, by night time, he could come into Yerushalayim and eat the meat, then he's all right, the korban is Hurtzer. Rav Sheshe Amar Loi Hurtzer. Sheshe says, no. Since Lamaisa now he is B'derech Rechoika, he was far away from Yerushalayim, he could not make it in there in time to make the Shechitas Korban Pesach, he's not royal to bring a Korban Pesach. And if he has a Shliach does it,
he's not Yotze, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza, Mechamu Dechas Rachmon Olov. The Pshat, the Torah says, if you have a Derech Rechoikum, the Torah like has Rachmonis on you, that you're Potter. You don't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Of a V-Ovid, but let's say somebody Vedavka wants to send a Shliach, he sends somebody else to make the Korban for him, is Tov Olov Bracha? If he does it very good, he'll receive a Bracha for that. In other words, he's doing something good. This is Rav Nachman Shita. For Rav Sheshe Sama, no. Loi Hurtza. Rav Sheshe says, no. Since you, Lamaisa, now in Erev Pesach, you're far away from Yerushalayim, so Mela, Mitche Dach Yerachmona. The Torah says you're too far away, you don't like have the Chiv now to bring a Pesach Rishon. And Ketomei, the Torah puts you in the same category as a person that's Tomei. Just like a person that's Tomei, Pshita, cannot bring a Pesach Rishon, he's Tomei. Who are then this person now? Since you're Baderech Rechaika, you cannot bring a Pesach Rishon. That's what Shesh is for. Even though you make a Shliach to send it there, it doesn't help you. You're too far away. Pesach. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Minoa Minolo, how do I know my Yisoid? Rav Nachman says, even though you're far away from Yerushalayim, that if you don't bring it, the Torah said, all right, just bring a Pesach Sheni. But if you want to, you could have somebody bring a Pesach for you. The Tanana says now Mishnah, Misho Yitomei, somebody that was Tomei on Erev Pesach, Oy Bederech Rechoika, or else the person now on Erev Pesach was in a faraway road, he was far out of Yerushalayim. Pulo Yoseh Sarishin, he did not bring a Pesach Rishin, is the Alocha Yaseh Sasheni, he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now since the Mishnah said the Loshin of Vulo Yoseh, did not do it, Mashma Mechlal, the boy of it. If he wanted to, he could have done it. Because the Torah just says, V'lo Yossi, he did not do it. Mashman, though, if he wants to, though, he could do it. For Rav Sheshi Sama, Rav Sheshi says, Omalach, no. If so, Sefer Diktoni, the Sefer that says, Shogag Oinenes. Let's say somebody was a Shogig, he forgot today was Erev Pesach, or else he was a Nenes, and Nenes happened. V'lo Yossi, a Rishon. He did not bring a Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach. The Mishnah says, "Alocha yaseh sheni." He's supposed to bring a Pesach sheni. Now here also it says a loshin v'lo yosa. He did not do. So to be it, midiktoni v'lo yosa. Since it says here this loshin, he did not bring the Pesach. Michlal, you're telling me it's such a raya that the boy Ovid, if he wanted to, he could have brought it. That's this loshin of the Mishnah. V'lo yosa, he did not bring a Pesach rishon. But Mashma, if he wanted to, he could have. Now the kashra is, what are these two cases? He's a shogag or he's an enes. Shogag means today he forgot today was Erev Pesach. So what do you mean if he wanted to, he could have? He did not realize today is Erev Pesach. So he can't bring a korban today. He doesn't know today is Erev Pesach. Or else for Rei Nenas. If the person was an Nenas, so what do you mean if he wanted to, he could have? He was an Onus. Like an Onus means things happen, he just couldn't do it today. So what do you mean if he wanted to, he could? No, even if he wanted to, still he couldn't. So what's the pshat in the Sefer? Elo, you have to add something to the Sefer. The Sefer means Elo Mezit Ketoni Badayum. That the Sefer says that if somebody was a Shogag, he forgot today Erev Pesach was Erev Pesach. Or else you're an honest. And who adin b'mezit? If somebody knew today was Erev Pesach, and he could have brought the Korban, but he still willingly did not bring the Korban. Still the Mishnah says he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's pshat in the Sefer, the Mishnah. So I tell you, Hochinami here also in the Reisha, Oinin Ketoni Badayu. That the Reisha says the Chur only two cases. Whether the person was Tomei on Erev Pesach, or else he was a Bderech Rechoika. It doesn't only mean these two cases. It also means the third case of the person was an Oinin. And we had the Gemara before. If you're an Oinin, somebody was Mason, your Mishpacha today on Erev Pesach, the Locher is you are allowed to have a Korban brought for you, because by nighttime you'll become Tor. And by nighttime, Oninus, Lila's only with the Rabbanon, therefore you're allowed to eat your korban. So the Reisha talks about an Oinin. So that's the deacon in the Reisha. That an Oinin, he didn't bring it. But if he wanted to, he could have brought it. But Rosh Hashanah holds, but a person that's Bederach Rechoikam, if you're far away from Yerushalayim, even if you want to have a messenger, Shliach, bring it for you, nothing doing. The Torah was Matcha, says a person that's Bederach Rechoikam cannot bring a korban Pesach, Rishon. He asked the Badafka bring a Pesach Sheni. Omer Rav Ashi, Masnis and Dami Dekim. I'll tell you for now, Mishnah is also a Raya. Diktoni, the Mishnah says like this. Eilu Peturim Bikoris. The Eilu Chayovim Bikoris. The end of the Mishnah says, the Chiddush is, that if you're Bederech Rechoika, you're Potter from Koris. Mashenkin, there are cases that you're Chayiv Koris for not bringing the Pesach Rishon. Ahai, on which case do we say Yechayiv Koris? Ilay ma shoygig v'nenas. If you want to tell me where the person was a shoygig, he forgot today was Erev Pesach. Or else he was anonymous, he was forced, he had too many other things to do, he was forced that he couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Avizoy, shoygig v'nenas b'nei Koris dinu. How could the Mishnah say, v'yedu chayovim Koris? Like these two cases for sure is not Chayiv Koris. If you're a shoygig, you're not Chayiv Koris. Elo lav amazit. El Khura, the Mishnah is talking back to Amazed Beyonin. As even though the Mishnah does not mention these two cases, you have to say it's included. A Shoigeg and an Oinis and Amazed have the same halacha. That if he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni. But by not bringing the Pesach Rishon, there's a Chiyav Chorus involved. So the Mishnah at the end says, the Elu Chayovim Mikorus means Bemazed and Oinin. So this is a riot to Rosh Hashis, that the Mishnah is talking about more cases. So that's it. You want to say the Mishnah says that you're not, he didn't. But if he wanted to, he could. That's only going on anointing. Anointing is somebody that if he wants to, he could bring a Pesach Rishon. But enechnami, somebody that's Baderach Rechoikom, that's Rosh Hashis Asvarim. If you're far away from Yerushalayim, the Torah said today you cannot have a Pesach brought for you. You have to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. For Rav Nachman, what does Rav Nachman do? He yells no. He yells even though you're far away from Yerushalayim, so you have a p'tur not to bring a Pesach Rishon. You could wait to Pesach Sheni. But Rav Nachman knows if you want to have a messenger sent for you and bring a Pesach for you, you could have that done. Omalach, he'll answer you to like this. No, really, the only thing you hear to the Mishnah is in the Sefer. That that it says a shoyging in the Noinis, it also means the person didn't be mazed. If be mazed willingly, you did not bring a Pesach Rishon, that's the case that you could bring a Pesach Sheni, but then you chayev Koris. Over dinu and really the boiler lemisni chayiv. Really, the end of the Mishnah said the elu. It says chayovim bikoris. Really, there's only one case. One guy is chayiv koris. Only mazid, because that's the only thing the Mishnah includes mazid. According to Rav Nachman, the reish is bedavka tomei and derech rechoyka. It's not talking about anointing. I v'haidin toni chayovim. Why does the Mishnah say such a loshin? The elu chayovim. Mashm is going on plural, two people. I did the Tony Rashi, since the Rashi says Pturim, and the Rashi of you're a Shoigig or you're an Oinis, your Potter from Koris is Tony Sefer Chayovim. Therefore, the Sefer also already says the same Lashon Chayovim plural. Reinach Nami, the Mishnah at the beginning is only talking about either a Tomei and Derech Rechoika, nobody else. The only thing we're adding to the Mishnah is in the Sefer, Amazed. That Amazed also, if you do not bring it willingly, Pesach Rishon, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But in that case, the Mishnah says he has a Chiyuv Koris. But Mashaykin, the Reisha, is only talking about what it says. Only a Tomei, or else a Derech Rechoika. So then Rav Nachman has a Zik for now Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Loshin, V'lo Yose, he did not do it. Mashm, if he wanted to, he could have done it. Which case, if you're a Tomei, you can't do it. Elamai, it's a Raya that Derech Rechoika. If somebody is far away from Yerushalayim, even though he has a Ptur not to bring a Pesach Rishon, he can wait to Pesach Sheni, but if he wants to, he could bring a Pesach Rishon. That's Rav Nachman's Svarah. So the Maromer of Sheshis, how do I know my Yisoid, my Chiddush to say no, that if somebody on Erev Pesach is far away from Yerushalayim, we'll soon see the next mission exactly how far you have to be, 15 mil, so your potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon, and the Sheshis said, not only on your potter, but if you want to, you cannot have a Shliach bring it for you. How do I know that? The Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Kiva says, Nema the Pesach says, Tomei, v'nema b'dech rechoikim. In the same pasuk it says, these are the two people that bring a Pesach Sheni. If on Erev Pesach you were Tomei, so you can't bring a Pesach Rishon, or else if you're Baderech Rechoika, the Torah says, you can wait to Pesach Sheni. So if Kiva Dash is like this, Ma Tomei, just like a person that's Tomei, touched a mace yesterday,